feedback episode for October. We don't have any voicemails to share this month, so call in and make those voicemails we have for November. But we do have some YouTube comments, so we're gonna go into some dangerous territory and read those. The first one is in a response to our episode on post-con depression. And Gaspar Heller writes, "It's amusing as your medical definition of PCD is all too true." Yes, it is. "I actually had post-con plague." Oof. "I got sick after the con, Otakon in my case. All in all, great video. Haha. Oh, and my next real con is Anime Boston 2015. Bring it on. Although my next con like trip is hopefully to MAGFest in January." Yeah, I'm sure. I know I've had con plague, and pretty much all my friends have had con plague from various cons, and it definitely does suck to get it, so I hope you got better pretty quickly and don't run into that again. A bunch of us will be, all of us will be at Anime Boston in 2015, so hopefully we'll see you there. I don't think anyone is heading to MAGFest. I know I would love to, but it's a trip that I probably can't make because I usually have a con the weekend after. That's a big con for me, Aresia, so, but I've heard nothing but good things about MAGFest, so I hope you enjoy it. Our next feedback is from Twitter, where DragonStar731 asks, "Where is the catgirl mascot you had on your website? Can you show it again? She was wearing a green cap on with cat ears." So that mascot is named Kamaboko, and it has been featured on the website in a while. And if you watched Patrick's interview with Ricky from Heroes of Cosplay, I think they talked about it because she is the one who created that original, the original mascot. But the current versions, without the hat, the one jumping, and the one with the camera, those are made by Svetlana Chomakova, who we interviewed way back in the day on our podcast. And she's the creator of DramaCon and Night School. So we think it's a good idea to change up the mascot every so often to keep things new and fresh. But I don't know, maybe we'll throw it on Twitter for a Throwback Thursday or something sometime. All right, next we have at TC Bullfrog says, "At my anime cons, just watched the episode about interlacing." I think that's supposed to be interfacing. Would have been helpful to see a comparison between Bo with interfacing and without. I'm pretty sure you meant interfacing there. but I grabbed a piece of fabric for an example. I lost it. So this is just a plain piece of fabric without interfacing. This is from the thing I did the other day with the patterns. And it's kind of a box shape so you can see it. So if there is no interfacing here and I try to make a bow out of it, you can see it just kind of hangs limp on both sides. The interfacing would help give it some oomph and help it stay up, depending on the level of interfacing. So if you didn't see our interfacing episode that Shiva did, you definitely want to check it out because it's very helpful. Interfacing is a extremely important thing if you're going to be sewing your own costumes. So, TC Bullfrog, I hope that was helpful demonstration. Maybe we'll put a side-by-side comparison on our website so you can see the bow with and without the interfacing. Let's see. At Art by Melissa M, who was in our July episode about exhibiting in Art Sally, says, "After watching at AnimeCon's TV coverage of KrakenCon, I wish I had been able to make it to the convention. Hopefully I'll be at the spring show." Hope you will be too. It's on the West Coast, so I can't make it, but I'm pretty sure Patrick D will be there again, so if you see him, be sure to say hi. And now let's take a look at the anime conventions that are coming up through the end of 2014, as found on AnimeCons.com. coming up on AnimeCon's TV next month, I'll be doing part two of my sewing pattern demonstration, where I'll be using a sewing pattern to modify into a cosplay costume that I have planned. We'll be reporting from at least one new convention that we've never reported at before. Which one? You'll have to turn in and find out. And in December, we're going to give you some tips on gifts to give cosplayers for the holidays. So send in your ideas. There'll be some pretty basic ones, and there'll be some pretty crazy ones, like a sneak peek. These are floor mats. You might think this is a really weird gift to give somebody, but if your friend is a cosplayer who makes armor, and you buy them these floor mats, which you can buy at like Harbor Freight, they will love you. They make use these to make armor, believe it or not. And help build our subscriber numbers. Subscribe on iTunes at iTunes.AnimeConsTV and on YouTube, youtube.com/AnimeConsPodcast. And you can follow our site, AnimeCons.tv. Watch us on our site, AnimeCons.tv. And you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AnimeConsTV, facebook.com/AnimeConsTV, Google Plus, which is google.com/AnimeConsTV, and AnimeConsTV.tumblr.com on Tumblr. And we want your feedback. Give us voicemails. As much as we love Movie Phone Guide, we want other voicemails. So if you're going to a con at some point soon, leave us a voicemail, 762-ADEQUATE, 762-233-7828. Put in your phone now, and then when you're at the con, you can find it in your phone and be like, oh yeah, I'm going to call AnimeConsTV. We don't care what time it is because no one actually mans the phone, it just goes to voicemail. So if it's like 2 in the morning and you're having a fabulous time at a con, call the number, don't worry, you won't wake us up, and tell us how awesome the con is. You can also email us, podcast@animecons.tv. You can send us photos if you want, and we'd actually really love to see them. And if they're, like, really awesome photos, we'll put them on our website. Even if they're, like, okay butchers, we'll put them on our website. It's because we want to share stuff from congoers to other congoers. So send us pictures if you have them. And thank you for watching, and we'll see you next month. Bye! One take? They did it one take? Woo! So thank you to everybody who submitted an ad for the free phone contest. Lucky. Why?
What? Dog! So. I have to break her every episode.
I was gonna do it. And our winner is everyone's
name. Billy!
I forgot his name. Write it down.
Little Billy Meeks. So unimportant. Elizabeth doesn't know your name.
I forgot.
But important enough to win a phone.
We have two people that watch this show.
We have a lot more people watching the show than two people.
And it's voicemail!
Woo!
Track this, bitch.
I don't know what that means.